wedding. Oh, it is raining now. Oh, it's not raining yet. Okay, so I want the mom. I had like one insight. So is that good?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you sign in? Can you hear me on my microphone? I know.
This is a little delayed. And we've been in for our own life. It is. That would be good. No, not yet. Hello. Hello, hello. You hit me. Awesome. Thank you. Okay, bye bye. You didn't like it. I'm sorry. I'm like, I didn't come in. Otherwise, we would head start back on the baseball field. I know it. Me too.
You guys hear me? Yeah. Hello.
Hi. Is that Ruben?
Yes, this is Ruben.
Awesome. And Eric, I know you're there too. I've just got everybody muted because it was so loud.
I am here indeed.
I defeated you, sorry. But we'll see.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, I think we'll get this party started. All right, so I'm just wanted to welcome everybody. It is 4:02 to the Village of Galena Special Council Meeting. And on this Friday, July 16th, again at 4:02. So Suzanne, if you could do the roll call.
Here.
Todd. Kathy. Here. David. Eric. I heard Eric in there.
Yeah. Here.
Eric is in New York, and Ruben is at a doctor's appointment. But they are kind enough to both call in. So I want to thank you guys all for being here. As a council, I think it's really important that as we represent our community, our residents, that we work hard to try to find ways to get things done rather than things not getting done. And so after a lot of exploration and some changes along with the burger bash that you guys, that we all spoke about at the last council meeting, they did have insurance. They had ways to get insurance. Actually, they had two policies. However, we started to ask some questions about the village carrying the policy for events that do not have alcohol. Alcohol is the big caveat. So they can have alcohol, obviously, if it's within their own business. For example, a Son of Thurman's, a diner, if they have something within their restaurant, that's not our jurisdiction. But once it hits the square or anything on the square, then that becomes something that we will not be able to insure. But I'm going to have Ken kind of take over about why he felt that it was important to have the special meeting today. And, again, I want to thank you all on this very last minute to be able to get together.
You got to turn it. You got to is the, okay. I apologize in advance for I'm going to speak and run, but I thought it was better than calling in. We've got a resolution that has been prepared to deal with the son of Thurman Bash, and this is an event scheduled for tomorrow. The history of this is that everybody assumed that there would be an entity that was the sponsor of this event, and like some of them, they would provide their own insurance, etc. We found out that the catalyst for this event, which is basically a bicycle club, is doesn't exist. Not a company, a corporation, etc. They tried to get insurance in a couple of different places. It was unsuccessful.
Hey Ken, real quick, I do want to share it was successful. They had two policies that they could have gotten.
So as of 4 o'clock or 3:30 yesterday, I don't remember. I called the mayor and I said we just can't have this event. I mean, we just can't. Period. So you got two choices. Actually, there's a couple of questions for you today. The first is this an emergency? You're going to have to deal with that later on. And the second is, do we want to go ahead with this insurance? The insurance that we're going to wind up with, assuming we deem passing this legislation, is our village insurance through our standard Reinhardt carrier. I think I sent all of you, I hope you all got a copy of the letter I sent to the adjuster this morning. And they were the opinion if it's a village-sponsored event, there isn't any alcohol involved, it's for a couple of hours, then we're covered. That's basically what we're doing here. So the other choice was, of course, to cancel the event. And my concern was in that vein, I don't know how you reach people you don't know who they are to say the event is canceled. They're going to show up anyhow, it's the bottom line. Some portion of them will. And I thought that if they showed up and we had, they expected something and they were parking and there's the kind of volume that I would anticipate, we got problems anyway. So I put together this legislation. Would I rather do something else? Yeah, absolutely. But time and the fact that the event is going to be tomorrow, unless God helps us, there will be some sort of event tomorrow and a crowd here. And if you pass this legislation, you are doing two things. You are deeming, A, that it's an emergency, and B, that this is a one-time arrangement where we are declaring that this is a village-sponsored event. That gives us the coverage under our policy. And henceforth, we need to, and I don't have to tell you, I'm sure you're all going to be thinking about how do we solve this in the future and deal with this issue, but this is just designed for tomorrow. The other thing I did is I created a waiver, and the waiver is going to be presented to the people participating in the event. And it's also going to be presented and has been signed off by the folks who were the catalyst putting this agreement together. So, as with all things, you can never have. Before I pass away, I hope somebody calls me when things go right, because they never do. And so you try to cover as many things as you can if things go wrong. Thus, I generated the waiver also. The waiver is designed to take care of adults that will be in the program or wish. It's also designed that they can sign off for their minor children. I mean, these people. So it's my recommendation, assuming you find that, A, the event needs to take place, or it will take place, whether you want it to take place or not, then you have to, A, decide you want a coverage, and B, that you want this to be levied as an emergency. So we're going to need five votes to suspend the rules, and we're going to need four votes to go ahead and adopt the legislation should you deem it appropriate.
And Ken, just for clarity, the event starts tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
Okay.
With these two policies, just for everybody to know, because we've all been pretty involved in this, is that the women who are putting this together were asked to basically have this policy, and they would sign it on behalf of themselves. And then they would pay the policy of $375. They would pay for that out of their pocket. They were willing to do all of the above. This all transpired yesterday because we had gone back and forth with, do we need insurance? Do we need a policy that's just theirs? Do we need something from Senator Thurman? We started to ask a lot of questions, and that's why this is coming down to this last minute, because Ken did his due diligence yesterday very late with the insurance company that got back to him to say, hey, you know, they don't really have to do all this because they're doing all double coverage. You know, it would be double coverage to have the event have the coverage and the village to have the coverage. So, hey, let's ask a few more questions. Late yesterday, and that's when he found out that they said that as a village that it would not cost us any extra, big plus, to have this as a village-sponsored event, which we have not done in the past. There's been no event other than Summerfest. So, you know, as we look at things, for example, the movies at Ruffler, we're going to have to talk about this again, you know, next week, because they're going to need some kind of insurance. Is it going to be a village-sponsored event or not? So those types of things, and hopefully more people will come forward with various groups of wanting to do things. And if we have this flexibility going forward, that really makes it so much easier for the person who may be a first-time event organizer, a smaller group. You know, it could be a lot of people. So getting that extra insurance piece is kind of a big deal for a lot of people. So I'd rather encourage these kind of events to come forward and not for the village to make that easy to do so. It also does give us as a village a little bit of extra, I hate to use the word control, that's not what I mean, but a little bit more organization, a little more precedent that we can spend some time in the future talking about when we have a organization come to us, what types of things are we going to need to make sure that are covered, right? So we may want to put a little group together within council to kind of discuss that. So I just wanted to add those few pieces. But I really want to thank Ken because he really went to the extra mile and to find out and ask some of these questions that perhaps had not been asked before. But I do want to make it clear that they did have insurance. We were just trying to make this easier, and they were not real excited to put it in their own name, you know, but they would have. And so they did sign that waiver. I guess we need waivers now from each of the participants. I'll make sure that they have copies of those as they register tomorrow starting at 7 a.m. Thank you.
Mayor, if I may, whether or not this is designated an emergency, I think there's probably going to be some kind of debate within the community, but I can't really, in my mind, based off of Ken's counsel, find a different designation for it, personally. This event's going to take place whether we do something today or not, and it puts the village in a bind, possibly, should lots of riders show up tomorrow and something happen. So, for me, I see it as an alert.
Thank you, Mike. Anyone else?
Yeah, I think the timing is what makes it an emergency. So, I don't really have a problem with that. I did have a question on the wording of the resolution. Do you have a copy of it there?
Yes.
In the second whereas,
mm-hmm.
that first sentence, these promoters were to have.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of where and obtained even insurance, is that a legal term? Or?
No, that's a mistypo. Well, it's a typo either legally or illegally. It's event. So obtained event insurance, yes.
There we go. Okay. Do we need to discuss it anymore?
I was just going to say I support the activities today as well.
So I will move a mention of the rules.
I'll second.
Thank you. David and Mike?
Aye.
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 Yeah. All those opposed? Okay. Zero. Thank you.
So I'll make a motion to adopt 2021-7 as an emergency.
As amended.
As amended.
I second.
That was Ruben. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mike?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Kathy?
Yes.
Ruben?
Yes.
Thank you, everyone. The resolution 2021-07, first reading is an emergency, a resolution adopting an event known as the Son of Herman Bash, Burger Bash, as a village event on one-time basis and declaring an emergency has been approved. May I get a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Move.
Thank you.
Hi. Suzanne, are you going to address the video deal tonight or... I mean, today or no? That's right, it's not this week. Thank you, everyone.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you. At 4:16, or 4:15, sorry.
Thanks, everybody. I greatly appreciate your time. Okay.